Welcome back to SmackCast, the official SmackGS podcast, starring you. I just realized that I'm not. I actually pointed to no one. I'm talking to Brian.
Oh, starring me.
And me.
And AIDS.
Okay, so we were trying to think up stuff to talk about for this episode, and we couldn't really think of nothing, and we tried and failed a couple times, and then we were just like, oh, wait, there's totally a webcomic reality show on the internet right now, and it's really great, and we should probably talk about comics for once.
Yeah.
On this webcomic podcast.
We tried to, like, stretch Pokemon out for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's gone. You're not going to see that.
No.
For those of you not in the know, Penny Arcade, arguably one of the most successful webcomics on the interwebs, those two creators who look nothing like their webcomic personas, oddly enough, Gabe and Tycho, their real names are...
Mike Kralik.
And Jerry Holkins, yes. The two Penny Arcade protagonists were just different characters, but they made them into their own avatars as time went on.
I think it's good. It's easier to write as yourself.
Probably.
So they I guess there's always been an element of them projected into it or whatever.
Well, yeah, but now it's just straight up like they put like their wives and kids into the comic, but they're still Gabe and Tycho.
I don't follow Penny Arcade really.
Honestly, a lot of their best strips are ones that aren't about video games, because anybody can get those, and those are the ones I love the most. The same goes for pretty much any video game webcomic. Those are, the awkward zombie comics are really great when it's just about her.
That's true.
When I've played the video game or know enough about it and I can get the joke, I laugh my ass off. But that's sort of like hypocritical, like, oh, they should only make comics that I'll get.
Yeah, I think we may have mentioned that we're not really gamers.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was, we mentioned that in the Lost episode, I think.
Oh, the Lost episode. Yeah, we're not. I think Age, are you a gamer? You play League of Legends?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a gamer, yeah.
Sweet.
Do you get Penny Arcade?
I don't really follow that either, but the comics that I have seen, I thought were pretty funny.
I feel like all the contestants on the show, like, I've come across their art at some point. The only one that I really know at name value is Katie Rice.
Yeah, the only one that I knew going on was Erica Mohn.
Which one is she?
She's the short pink-haired chick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It ended recently, like a autobiographical comic called, I forget, I think the acronym is DAR, D-A-R, I believe.
Oh, isn't she the one that had the autobiographical comic that, where, like, at one point, like, she has one that's about shaving?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one?
Yeah, DAR, a super girly top secret comic diary by Erica Mohn. DAR.com,
okay,
or DARcomic.com.
I didn't realize that was her, but now that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, totally.
And then Katie Rice, she does Skatey, which is a webcomic on that website Dumb Comics that had, like, Ricky Garduno, the guy that died a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Comedy!
this reality show, it's completely online. It's not on television, because screw that. Television's dead. Strip Search, not to be confused with the male stripping television reality series, which I just realized exists.
I'd be up for both.
Either one's good, but
one's about comics.
Yeah, it's really great. I really love it because like they're. I was skeptical because it could have easily been another tester.
Ah, fucking tester.
Oof, no.
A big thing I like about this show is how they do the elimination, because, like, in the tester, they brought them before the judge, and then they picked apart, like, stupid little shit and eliminated for them, where this one, like they'll pick two people and then actually have them battle it out based on skill.
One of your during the challenge, one of your shoes was a little bit untied, and at one point you had to stop for a second and make sure it was tight enough to keep going. Do you think that ultimately led to your team losing?
You didn't teach your teammates how to tie their shoes. Do you think that'll make you grumpy about games?
But no, the because like the Penny Arcade guys, like they are the elimination guys, and they really make fun of that. Like no matter who wins or loses, everybody's having a good time, and like there really are no losers.
I like how they bullshit the whole way through too. That like they're not there's it's not high pressure. I mean it's high pressure, but like they're funny, and it's like they give a pep talk to the losers.
Yeah, absolutely. Like at the very end of the episode, like the losers in the back, and like. It must be a surprise, because just, like, they don't know that they're coming in there. Like, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, let me tell you everything we loved about you, let me tell you what we think you need to focus on, and let me tell you that we love your work. Like, that's the whole reason they're on the show, because the Parakeet guys literally love their work. And I think that's why there's a lack of drama, because I don't know this for a fact, but it's, like, everybody pretty much knows that people get picked on a reality show more based on how much shit they're gonna start.
Yeah.
Because, like, at least a few. Like, they always throw in a few that are just like, I'm fucking crazy! Don't say nothing to me!
Why you acting so cray-cray?
Exactly.
I don't, and it's not like the show has a total lack of drama, but it's really not.
I kind of like, there's literally only one contestant. I think her name's Amy.
Oh, the brunette chick.
She's the only one who's actually, in that reality show mindset, and it's, like, I don't want to say I'm laughing at her, but it is just kind of funny, like, come on, no one else is doing that. This is
yeah,
too much effort for you. You don't have to.
No one else is buying it. Like, I literally think in the first episode she said something like, I'm scoping people out, looking who you might make an alliance with, and I'm like,
You're all in an alliance together, because you're friends? Maybe she is, like, I kind of feel bad, because, like, maybe she really loves reality shows, and she really wants to get into the spirit, but no one else is doing it. Oh, man, but it's great. It's fun that way. It's literally, like, you are graded based on how good you can make a webcomic. It's, like, it seems so simple, but I'm pretty sure no reality show has ever done that, like, actually been about what it's about.
No.
Or at the very least, like, they don't get eliminated for that. Like you said, they get eliminated for stupid shit. But this one, it's literally like they have an hour and a half to draw a webcomic based on two random words they pick out of a pile, and the Penny Arcade guys judge it. And then if they objectively don't find it as funny, you're out.
Because I remember the first I haven't seen the second elimination yet, but the first one like they looked at the guy and they said, yeah, it's good, but I didn't laugh out loud. Like I don't quite get the joke.
Yeah, it was great. That was great. The second, like, I don't want to spoil too much, because you haven't seen it, but the second elimination, isn't really as, I don't know, the second elimination, I feel like I could have done better than both of them in terms of making a comic, based on what they got.
Oh, really?
So, like, it was just sort of just like, oh, well, we had, I was kind of scared for both of them. It could have been either one. But I guess that's good for drama, but it's bad because I want all the comics to be good. One thing I found weird, okay, was, did you see the episode where, like, their challenge was, like, they took a tour of Seattle and they were quizzed on it?
Yes.
I didn't get why that was in there at all.
Did that even, like, relate to the elimination at all? It was pretty much all the interview thing.
Oh, yeah, that interview thing, yeah, oh, no, well, because, that one was to give out a prize, the Syntec tablet.
Oh, okay.
The quiz one. So I guess maybe, because I was thinking, like, maybe that was, like, a Syntec-sponsored thing, like, they were contractually obligated to give him a challenge like that.
Well, I thought maybe I didn't pay attention, and maybe they gave someone, like, an immunity. Like, didn't that first dude get, like, an immunity-type thing or something?
I don't know, all I literally heard was, like, you get a Syntec tablet, and everybody was mad jelly of the chick who won.
Well, naturally.
Because, like, I mean, it's sponsored. I mean, because obviously that's how they make their money, but I feel like at least a lot of the sponsors, like Syntec, I think Wizards of the Coast sponsors them, and stuff like that. So it all makes sense. Everything actually feels like it's this, when you think of a webcomic-based reality show, this is the best show you could possibly make with that concept.
Yeah, that's true. I'm glad these guys made it, too, because I don't... I'm a little... Like, Penny Arcade is, like, a presence on the internet that it's always been, but, like, I don't... I see, like... or Erica Moen, I see her comics, like, passed around more on the internet than Penny Arcade, but, like, Penny Arcade is, like, the biggest webcomic ever.
Right. Well, I guess maybe it's sort of like, maybe because it's so big, like, no one feels a need to pass it around. It's like, oh, yeah, hey, did you read Penny Arcade? Yeah. Did you breathe?
I guess that's true.
I don't know, that's probably not, that's just a hypothesis. I have absolutely no data to back that up.
Like, I even still see, like, I see Cyanide and Happiness, like, on, it pops up on my Facebook feed a lot and stuff.
Oh, geez, I haven't seen Cyanide and Happiness in forever. Then again, if you're seeing it on Facebook, it's probably why it hasn't been anywhere else in forever.
Yeah.
Generally, if something starts to get passing around on Facebook, it's time, it's done pop culturally. That's where things go to die.
I think Facebook is going the way of the MySpace.
Yeah, and Google Plus is going the way of every other thing Google's tried to make past its search engine.
Google.
Fucking, although, like, it doesn't make any sense, though, because I like the stuff that Google makes, but, like, most of the time. Like, do you remember, like, they had, for a little while, they had, like, a Google, like, desktop setup you could do? Like, the iDesktop or whatever thing?
No.
Well, that was cool.
What did it do?
It was just like a desk, like, you clicked on it, and it's like, if you make Google your homepage, instead of just, like, the Google logo in the search bar, you could have, like, little, like, it looked like a Yahoo homepage, where you could, like, put different stuff all over the screen and, you know, order stuff around and get, like, little widgets and apps and stuff.
Oh.
And, like, you know, you could have, like, a little window to show, to, like, preview your emails, and, like, freaking movie times for a movie theater, and, like, the weather and other crap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Yahoo still has that. But Google was, like, kicking its ass. How come nobody likes convenience?
I don't even know. And then the Google Reader, the RSS feed reader that they have, that's going down this year.
Why is that?
I don't know. I went on Google Reader one day to look at all my webcomics and junk, and it was like, oh, yeah, we're leaving. We're bouncing in a few months. We should warn you about that. And it's like, whoa, and I had to get a different RSS feed.
That's ridiculous.
And yeah,
I don't know.
Google Plus will probably be around for like 5 more years.
I guess like Google and Penny Arcade are the same in that they're both like really big and popular, except I only see them like peripherally.
I'm really glad the Penny Arcade guys made this show and not someone else. I mean, they're pretty much the only people with the ability to make that, because like Hussies
otherwise
like for video games.
Like, it could have easily turned into Slock, and it didn't, so I like it.
Yeah. That's pretty great. You know what, they are comparable to Google, because it's like, generally speaking, when something gets too big, a lot of times it'll, like, there'll be an element of corruption and an element of, like, you know, oh, we're all high and mighty, and then they start making bad business decisions because they're so full of themselves, but generally speaking, I think Penny Arcade's done good about that, and Google's been good about that.
Yeah, I think the worst they've had is their Kickstarter thing, which I think got funded anyway.
Yeah, that was a dumb idea. Kickstarting, that was a dumb idea on their part. I don't know why they did that. I really don't.
I like how this episode is going. It also leads credence to my theory from the episode no one will ever hear, because Age has not been talking and we've been going like good.
Yeah, our running theory is the like, I don't know, it's like a triangle. Like, the larger one corner is, the smaller the other two corners become. So, like, once AIDS starts mouthing off, we got nothing.
Yesterday, AIDS was big as shit.
and now no one's gonna hear that. They won't be able to experience that for themselves.
Where you at today, AIDS? You was talking so much shit before. Now I kicked you in your chest. You was talking all that good shit before.
We need more Boondocks references on this.
I need to watch more Boondocks. Jesus, I haven't seen that show in ages.
I used to have it all on DVD.
I got the first two seasons on DVD, including like the unaired like BET episode.
The BET episode is like one of my favorites.
It's pretty great. But yeah, I think that was one of the this is like a first podcast where we've gone really in depth about non-Smack Jeeves comics.
Yeah, or like comics at all, really. Because even when we go in depth on Smack Jeeves comics, it's mostly like, didn't that person also write that one? Yeah, cool.
We should get them on the show. Yeah, we'll do that. So anyway, Game Grumps. Clearly we're just completely ignoring our true calling, which is to have a Game Grumps themed podcast.
Yeah.
Unofficial Grumpcast. But I was thinking I'm confident that we would never like run out of good Smack Jeeves comics to talk about, or at least guests to have on the show.
I was starting
to wonder like if we could like if we did get to a point where we actually get off our asses and update regularly enough to call ourselves a legitimate show.
Like, would we run out of people to talk to?
No. Like, could we conceivably have, like, non-Smack Jeeves webcomic artists and, like, not be, like, you know, all, like, you guys are selling out or whatever, however word you would use. Because, like, we kind of went into this one. This is a Smack Jeeves podcast for Smack Jeeves. But it's like, if we can get, like, someone bigger on the show, that'd be cool.
We could get like Penny Arcade on the show.
Yeah. I was thinking because I was thinking about like because there's a handful of webcomics that are no longer on Smack Jeeves but used to be, like Paranatural. I would love to get the Paranatural author on this show because that's a great comic.
I'm all for that. I actually think that works too, like some because we talked last time about like some webcomics got either got bigger than Smack Jeeves or moved away from Smack Jeeves and got bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like they're in the Smack Jeeves spectrum.
Yeah, or like they'll keep the website up, but it'll either not show the latest page, and it'll be like, you know, come to the real URL for the latest page, or it'll be like it'll just redirect you. I'm pretty sure Paranatural still has something like that up. I forget the name of the user who draws it. Aquapunk.
Oh, Striped Wine.
Yeah, Striped Wine. Oh, yeah, I haven't been on the forum in ages, but yeah.
It's okay, neither is she.
Oh, okay. It's because I was about to ask, like, I'm pretty sure that she just, like, has moved on from Smack Jeeves as well with her own site.
Oh, yeah. I think she actually left, got inactive before you did.
Oh, that's, well.
I think.
One-upping me?
Yeah.
The bitch. Striped Wine, if you're listening to this, I love you. I remember when you had a Robert Downey Jr. avatar from Iron Man 1, and that was pretty cool.
Every time I think of her, I think she's like, she has the spirit of Mike Mignola or something stuck in her.
Yeah, pretty much. Mike Mignola, and like Transformers and all that good shit. I gotta read that again. I stopped reading it ages ago, and I just never got back into it.
Plus, we can have cool stuff. Like, somebody mentioned like having like a one day we have all the mods on and have like a moderator round table or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be great as long as people can remain mods for more than a week.
Yeah.
By the time the episode's up, the staff will have changed.
I mean I know we'll definitely try to have admin on at some point.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he'd be all for that.
I just feel like that's like an episode 100 thing.
Mm.
Or well, something. Oh, we have him on like episode 2, which is past, but
yeah, either the very beginning or the very biggest milestone,
or the most like bland whatever. We'll do him. We'll put him on like episode like 37.
Yeah. We'll just no. And then he starts becoming a regular.
it'll be like he's our hero, and then we're like we have him on one day, and then he won't leave.
It's like he's the guy on our couch.
Like Stan Lee in that episode of The Simpsons.
Yes. Oh man, that'd be great. In order to get to that point, we're gonna have to record more episodes more often.
Yeah.
Snap. But I would actually like if I'm sure they're gonna keep doing Strip Search every year, and like If I would have known about Strip Search before, like, because I found out about it, like, when they had already, like, cast everybody. In fact, that was the announcement. Like, we have our contestants. And I was like, contestants? For what? I want to do the thing. I would have tried to be on it, but I didn't really have the credentials, because, like, all the contestants seemed to already have, like, their own comics established and have some minor clout.
So, yeah, like most of them have been doing it like they have something going on.
Yeah, hopefully the next time that comes around, I will, like, I would like to do that. I would like to try out for that.
Oh, I'd love to try out for that, but I think in order to try out for it, I have to have a comic, so
we'll
see how that goes.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be freaking crazy? Because, like, I'm sure in our application process, like, neither of us would mention the other at all. Just not intentionally. Just it would never come up. Like, who other people we know. So if we both got picked,
we, like, show up in the house. We're like, hey, Mike.
No, because they don't. Because, like, you don't. They don't show what contestants are on until they actually get into the house. So I would just be like, oh my fucking god, dude, bro. And then everybody would be really confused.
I'm actually shocked that, like, because some of these, I see their stuff around. I'm shocked they don't know each other, or, like...
I remember in the very first episode, like, when Erica Mone showed up, they didn't really touch on it that much, but there was this one chick in, like, the very back, and she just had this face like, holy fucking shit, it's Erica.
Oh, yeah. She was a fan.
She knows. Like, she was fucking starstruck, and they didn't even... I was expecting it to cut to an interview, like, I can't believe it's Erica Mone. But no.
Didn't it say something like, or did he just say out loud, like, I'm a huge fan or something?
Something like that. And I think they mentioned it briefly in, like, the second episode or something.
It's definitely a blink and you'll miss it type thing.
Well, what they probably didn't want to do is, like, make anybody seem bigger than the others, but some are.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably... I'm sure if they keep doing it, eventually they'll get two people who actually know each other and have worked together. That'll be great.
Like, for me, being on the show would be, like, weird, because they put them in situations sometimes where they have to, like, draw something, like, real quick.
Oof.
And, like, I can draw real quick, but what I do is, like, I'll draw for, like, like 10 seconds and, like, do a bunch and then, like, go fart around for an hour and then come back and work on it again and then go and then... I don't think they'll let me do that on the show.
No, like, you'll just be like, you'll just, like, draw a line and just be like, I gotta take a dump. Can I bring this with me on the toilet? And it just cuts to you with your pants and your ankles with the thing with the paper over your legs, like, drawn.
It's completely quiet.
Like, you have it up against the stall wall, just, like, drawn. It's like here, this is what I drew, and it's like a smiley face, but it cuts to the bathroom stall, and you, like, made this, it, like, crazy graffiti all over the stalls.
I wish they let me run a reality show, because I'd show the things that none of the other ones do. Like in these houses, where do the people poop at?
You can log on to stripshirts.com and have a 24/7 pooper cam.
Get a Ustream of the bearded guy taking a shower.
Just looping.
Actually, I'm about to have to start working on a comic thing.
Well, yeah.
Because I got real excited. There's this Bart Kira thing going around.
I saw that.
And I got 5 pages of it.
That's, well, like, you got, you're, like, you're doing 5 pages of it?
I'm doing 5 pages of it.
That is, like, freaking fantastic.
Yeah, they assigned him to me, and I'm so excited, because I love The Simpsons, and I love Akira.
I know, like, I saw that, and I thought of you. It's like, I was like, freaking Ryan's reblogging Akira shit 24/7. Gotta get in on this. I'm glad, wow, that's pretty great. Because, like, I still haven't read Akira, but I should, but, yeah. But, like, that's gonna be weird now, because if I do read it now, it'll be like, oh, hey, what made you want to read Akira? The Simpsons.
I was thinking, like if this came up, like, I would talk to you about it, I think, like, this would be the thing that would make you read Akira.
It is! I want to read Akira more than anything now. It's in my fucking school's... The manga's in my school library.
The whole thing?
Yeah, it's got these big, like, these big, huge fuck-off volumes.
Oh my god, that's it! Go get it! Read it!
I'm in the middle of... I'm an English major. Reading's all I do, but I gotta read specific shit.
Tell your teacher...
I'm in the middle of American Gods right now.
Whatever report you gotta write, tell your teacher to fuck off. Tell him, Kaneda, Tetsuo, this is happening.
I'll just, like, for my 12-page essay, it'll just be 12 pages of Kaneda!
I can get behind that.
At the very end, I'll properly source it. put a little citation number in the bibliography for Akira. Oh, jeez. But yeah, I gotta work on my comic too. I actually stopped working on Madfall. I've shelved that for a while because I realized it's too big of a project for me to want to do right now. Like, I don't think I'm where I'm comfortable doing that yet. Something, a project that big.
Is Madfall what you renamed Lizards?
Lizard. I changed the name to Madfall. What made me want to shelve it was this post saying that like as an artist you have to stop worrying about if it looks good enough or if it's big enough, because like when you're first starting out you're gonna make some crappy stuff. Like the first stuff you make is gonna be terrible, and I'm just like, I don't want Madfall to be the first thing I make. Like it was supposed to be inspirational, but I was like, oh no, I'm gonna do the opposite of your advice.
Like you looked at it and you're like, oh, this is that thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So I actually can't, so in order to make sure that one isn't shitty, I came up with a whole nother comic idea so that I won't care that this one is shitty, so then Madfall will be better.
So you want to have, like, a comic under your belt. Oh my god, have you read Bakuman?
That's the manga about the people who want to be manga artists, right?
That's it. Like, that's a thing that they actually do. Like, they fucking make a comic. They're like, our big one's gonna be shitty if we try to do it now, so let's make other ones as practical. Or, like, that's how they look at it.
That's good. That's what I want to do, because, like, also, a lot of my ideas... Like, pretty much every time I've came up with an idea so far, it's always ended up being, like, this huge fucking epic that's gonna take me 6 years to do if I update once a week for the rest of my life. So I'm like, my next comic is gonna be an anthology. It's gonna be a bunch of really short, like, chapter-long stories, and I'm forcing myself to get better with thinking up a contained short story that has a beginning, middle, and end.
Hell yeah.
And like,
that's a really good way to do it. And joining anthologies, like I'm surprised you haven't like, but I guess you have the, there's like that, there's deadlines and stuff like that that makes it a little bit more high pressure or something.
Oh, like joining a comic anthology deal?
Yeah, like
I didn't even know that was a thing you could do.
You just got to look out, like they flash up on my desk all the time. Like one just came up earlier that someone's making a Junji Ito anthology, like the guy that did Uzumaki and Gio. Oh. And like I thought about maybe trying to join that one.
Oh,
because they come up. Or I mean, like if you can't find one to join, like organize one. We could do like a Kickstarter.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, I'll keep my eye open for that kind of stuff. But for now, I'm just working on my own. Because my character that I've been drawing for a little bit, Telltale, he's in my Skype avatar. He's gonna be like my Crypt Keeper, essentially. Like, he's gonna tell all the stories and, like, bookend them every chapter.
Sweet!
But no, but yeah, like, I only came up with one story so far. I actually came up with a couple short stories, but I actually wrote those in prose, like, as short stories on paper with words and things, with no drawings. I don't know if that's a foreign concept to you.
That is. Like, even, like, when I don't script, I jot down notes on note cards and then I thumb.
Yeah, and like you write down the dialogue and then you're not comfortable until you draw a speech bubble around it.
Yeah. I'm like, I wish that wasn't as true as it was.
But no, like, I'm not sure what or if I can do anything with those, because I'm like, these short stories I come up with, I'm submitting to like literary magazine contests. I'm an English major, so I quickly found out about those, because, like, the contests are, I guess they're, like, prestigious or whatever, it's you get published in their whatever, their dumb things that no one reads but English professors, but, like, the entry fee is, like, anywhere from 15 to 30 bucks, but the prize is pretty much never under a grand.
So, like, it's like if you're confident, it might be a good way to try to make extra scratch.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, all you would have to do is win one of them, and that's a good chunk of change to do whatever with to start yourself out.
Yeah. So,
like, that's what I'm trying to do, like, because I found this one, like, flash fiction contest. Flash fiction is a short story that's, like, under a couple thousand words. It's got a loose definition, but this contest is, like, up to 1,000 words, that's your limit. You can submit up to 3 different stories to get your chances to win better, and the entry fee this year is waived. And I was like, doing that one. I'm that fucking cheap. Because I am poor as fuck.
Shit happens.
But if none of those get published, then I'm just gonna turn them into comics.
Which is, you know, it's a win-win. Like, you have stories, at least you compile stories you can use later.
Yeah, totally. And it's been a really great exercise, because, like, with long-form projects, you gotta worry a whole lot about continuity. Like, that's the one thing that's one of my major problems. As much as I love Adventure Time, and as much as I understand Adventure Time, and as much as I could probably conceivably write something with Adventure Time now, since it's an already established universe, I could never think of Adventure Time in a vacuum.
No.
I can't, like, that, and that's one thing I'm trying to get into a better thing with, to teach myself to do with my anthology comic, because I need to stop worrying so much about how much sense shit makes. Because with other people's ideas, I don't care. Like, I don't care how much sense something makes. If it's done well, you can make something as ridiculous make perfect sense in its own universe. But for me, I'm always questioning myself. I'm always like, no, that doesn't make any sense. It needs to work in this really specific way, and I can't just,
And I've always thought, like, that'd be a good thing for you, because I feel like you, I could easily see you coming into, like a writing job, like, on, like, say, on Adventure Time, where you have to, like, come up with an episode. But I don't know if they let the board artist write that, or, like, I mean, you could be a board artist, even, but, like, something like that, where you, like, have to write something, small little snippets.
Right, totally.
Because I think a lot about, when I read about, like, how the writers got on Seinfeld, and, like, they would pretty much submit a story to Larry David and shit like that.
Who died?
Did he die?
No. I heard something. I heard, like, something collapse on one of your ends.
Oh, that was my dog.
your dog just fucking face planted. It sounds like.
She turned around and she has no consciousness of her tail. So she, like, slammed my door with her tail.
Oh snap! All I heard was a douche.
I thought Larry. I was like, Curb Your Enthusiasm is over. I thought.
Oh man, but
I just have trouble, like, I have trouble, like, trying to put things down in comic form. Like, I have one page of Golden Sand, and, like, for me, that was like a nightmare. I thumbed like 50 different pages.
Ugh,
I hate it. That's why I'm trying to do, like, the Bart Kira, because I'm redrawing them panel for panel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, it's kind of, it feels like an exercise, like getting into the motion of making a comic.
Yeah, that's why I want to do this anthology thing, because I know, like, starting out, I'm pretty sure this is the only, this will be my first, like, legitimate, like, comic, like, full-page comic I've done, because everything else I've done in the past was, like, strip format.
Yeah.
So I need to do this comic. Like, the first stories are going to be pretty shaky, because I just have no sense of, like, paneling and all that crap, but I gotta learn. Gotta learn by doing.
That's actually a really good philosophy. I need to pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
You have much to teach me, wise and master.
I have much to teach you about learning. So anyway, watch Trip Search.
Yes. I hate every title card that I've done so far.
They've all been great.
I hate them all.
All of them. I hate.
Like, well, the Lover of Piggy ones is okay. I feel that's like a badge of honor, because people still think that she drew that. But other than that, like I progressively...
Your styles are so different.
I dislike them more and more the more that I look at them. Mm. Like, starting, like, they're not so bad, and then starting from the Holy Hand Grenade one, like, they all look terrible to me. So I'm trying to step it up.
Right. Well, I mean, friggin', I think you're amazing, so, you know.
I guess, I don't know, maybe it's just artist talk. I just get into that headspace when I'm drawing them. I feel like I have to make them look like other title card artists draw on the internet.
Nah, man, just do whatever. We are not like other podcasts. They have things to talk about. And speaking of needing things to talk about, y'all motherfuckers have an email to shit.
No.
I'm disappointed in all of you.
I got quiet for a second because I thought you were talking to me.
What do you have to email me?
I'm gonna email SmackCast with a question. I thought like we had missed questions for Falconer, and I thought it'd be funny, like, Reverend Jack sent us one. I thought it'd be funny if we have him on and have him answer his own question.
Yeah, that'll be great. So just so we don't have to bring you on the show to have you answer your own questions, ask us questions, and so we can answer them before we have you on the show, if you're good enough to have on the show, and you probably are. It doesn't take that much. We're easily impressed.
Yeah. Like, I've been thinking about, like, asking people who they think should be on, but I'm nervous that we'll get 1,000 people being like, have me on, but, I mean, even that doesn't seem so bad, because we're, like, thinking of guests at the last minute.
Yeah, totally. I mean, even if you, like I don't mind people saying, like, have me on, because then it's, like, I mean, like, if people want to do that, that's fine, but also, like, don't be bummed out if we just say, like, no.
You know, and you know what I want? I want, like, people keep thinking, like, we're going to completely ignore, like, Sprite Comics and Yaoi. Like, if you have, like, one that you like or someone that you think we should talk to, suggest it, because we're not, that's not us, and if you want us to have them on, you got to give us some help.
Yeah, totally, because, like, I mean, we're just not in that, in those communities, so if you legit have one that you think is, like, that people would legitimately like outside of your own inner circle, like, please, I want to see that those exist.
Yeah.
So email us comic suggestions, email us questions, email us guest ideas, email us everything. Smackcast.
Email us your dicks.
Those too. Smackcast, with a photo of your driver's license next to it.
I talked over the email.
Smackcast.mail@gmail.com. Email us your questions, email us your dicks, email us everything.
I think we say it every episode, and we post it everywhere, and people still ask, like, how do we email you?
Like, I guess they just, I don't even know. Has emailing just become, like, obsolete? Does no one even email anymore?
Like, you can email, but, like, if you can't figure out how to email, like, there's ways to get a hold of us besides that.
Also, if you don't, but, like, no, like, let's be real here. If you don't know how to email, how did you turn on your computer? How did you eat today? Like, how do you remember your name? Like, email us. It's email. It's the backbone of the internet. That's, like, freaking...
I mean, like... You don't know how to... If you don't know art, I'll quit. I'm dumb.
Questions. Questions, comments, concerns. If you're worried for our well-being, email us things. If you've written a one-man show.
And we... Like, if you follow it, like... I don't know if you guys do. I read every comment.
Oh yeah, totally.
Like, I like even on the blip, I look at the blip page to see if there's comments.
There never is, but you know.
Yeah, there is on the Holy Hand Grenade one.
Oh neat.
That's like the one that people watch the most.
It's because of that Moki Pond.
That's awesome. Because like the one above it, it's like viewership, and it's like. Like 500 or something like that, and the one above it is like 32, and the one below it is like 12.
That's holy. She has a hat.
She does. I just found out she had a Tumblr too.
Oh yeah. Someone should remind her she has one as well. Oh man, I got no room to talk. I don't draw anything on my art Tumblr either.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm trying to work on that. So I think this was a successful episode, unlike everything else we tried to do this weekend. So yeah. I'm going to call this a wrap.
I feel like this one's short enough, we don't even have to cut it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, good episode.
Oh, great job, guys. All right.
Hates?
Yeah, it's good. We can publish this one.
Great. That's I immediately trust your opinion.
I like that he is like the perfect barometer to test an episode, because he's literally just listening to it right now.
he's our test audience. He's our live studio audience. This cast was recorded in front of a live studio aides.
Bye everyone.
So yeah, until next week, I'm Tooch.
Ryan.
Aids.
And you just got smacked. Is that good? Did that work? I just thought of that literally.